Hey, what's going on, friends? My podcast every day is broken up into two parts on the free platform. The first part, Act 1, is right now. When it's all done, go right on over to Act 2 to get the second half of the podcast. Thank you so much for checking out my show. Welcome in, ladies and gentlemen. It's time for the Eric Zank Show podcast, the daily show, where I discuss news, nonsense, and my personal adventures from right here in the Impact Power Sports studio. Excuse me. Jeez. Impact Power Sports online at ImpactPowerSportsMI.com. Fantastic place to pick up an ATV, UTV, something to get you killed at Silver Lake. I'm kidding. Well, I mean, I guess it could, but you should probably be careful when you ride around on those fantastic items. I need one. I need all of them. Four-wheeler, side-by-side, ATV, UTV, motorcycle, e-bike, scooter, for God's sake. Maybe you need a zero-turn radius lawnmower. They have all pieces of equipment like that there. Yamaha Golf Carts, Michigan's newest Yamaha Golf Cart distributor. Impact Power Sports, online at ImpactPowerSportsMI.com. Radio voice Linda is here. An hour ago, she said, "Are you starting the podcast soon? I'm bored." I said, "Oh, yeah, I'm starting it in seconds." Hour later, here I am. I kind of got wrapped up in TikTok videos. I shouldn't say TikTok videos, Facebook videos. Talked about this yesterday on the Ben and Eric Patreon podcast. These videos that I watch when I'm laying in bed of guy building a cabin out of like logs. He's building a log cabin. He gets like logs, he rips off the bark, and then he makes them just like Lincoln logs and then builds a log cabin. I'm like, God, I love this. I've got everything I need to do this, to build my own log cabin from just whatever's around me in the woods. I've got the woods. I've got so much woods. I just don't have any acumen. I have no ability to do that. I want to be able to do that, though. Pooh Bear's like, "Would you build me a tiny house?" I'm like, "Yeah. Oh, yeah, no problem. I'll build you a tiny house." I don't know. Scared to death of that. It's a rare appearance by Kyle Tomei. Thank you for being here. Hello, young man. Yesterday, we had an outstanding edition of the Ben and Eric Patreon podcast. I think one of the highlights, though, as Aram says, Eric will sheath the log cabin with OSB and then paint the OSB. Shut up. One of the key topics we had on the Ben and Eric Patreon podcast. We cannot figure out the enigma. It's not even an enigma. It's just the mystery of how women are not flocking to the sweetest, fluffy panda bear person on the planet. That would be our pal Kenny. Who's here right now? The Punisher is here. Look, at the end of the day, out of all the screaming and yelling that has flown Kenny's way over the years, I can say with no hyperbole, this might be the sweetest, silliest soul on the planet. You don't want to piss him off, that's for damn sure. We cannot figure out why this gregarious, affable, lovable mug cannot find Mrs. Wright. Linda says Kenny gets more dates than I do. Well, I've said many times before, he can spit game. He is a goddamn charmer. And plus, he's got those cute little eyes. He's sitting there looking at you on his Facebook profile pic, and you'll get a chick. She says, "Oh, he looks sweet and fun. I think, oh, that's a match. Okay, I like him." Next thing you know, they go out to eat. Kenny's like, hey, babe, yeah, I just love a good time, having fun, and maybe we could go to church together. She's like, oh, he's just darling. And then these women freak out on the guy. And as he indicated, and I'm stealing some of the thunder from the Patreon with Ben and I, he's like, all of a sudden I wake up the next day and I'm blocked. She like, whoever it is, blocks his ass. Is there something we don't know about you? There's got to be some deep, dark secret that they're finding out that you haven't told us about. He just reminded me that after the show yesterday, he went on. He's like, oh, babe, well, maybe today's the day. And he checked out one of his dating profiles. Oh, my God. He writes, oh, man. Yeah. I closed out the Zoom app. And I got a Facebook dating notification. She's a 59-year-old woman. I'm 47. I'm so not interested in that. Yikes, LOL. Why? Why are you not interested in that? Look, she's probably been through the ringer. This is, you see, I think you got to broaden your horizons, dick. You got to understand, you're at a stage in your life where this is your dating pool, Kenny. You got to come to grips with that. That is not a bad age, okay? 59 is the new 39, goddammit. You got to broaden your horizons. You got to at least go out on one date. Just one. Have an open mind, Kenny. I don't date older women, and that's way too much older than I am currently. Maureen, who's kind of taking him under her wing, says, he doesn't need an old hag. Yeah, 59's younger than you are, so come on now. Knock that shit off. Now, 59 is that's a great age. Holy shit, experience. That's like getting Tom Brady as your fucking quarterback. God damn it, Kenny. Look, I know you're not interested, but I want you, this is what I want you to do. I want you to get out of your comfort zone. I just want you to try one, just one date, go out with a 59-year-old. Do you have an image of what she looks like? Because I know a lot of 59-year-old women who are hot as shit. Okay? Jeremy writes, 59 means she's still horny and you can raw dog it with no worries of having a kid. Says, no, I hit the X button fast, LOL. Well, look, we're all trying to help you here. I'm just saying, if you're in a spot where the women you date, I mean, it's going all swell, and then all of a sudden you're like, hey, man, I want to see what my new girlie's up to on Facebook. Oh, wait a minute. I'm blocked. Shit, oh, man. Oh, man, shit. Biggie Saint says 59s will put you through the floorboards. Yeah, I think you got to work on that, Kenny. Linda asks how old Kenny is. He's 47. Maureen says he's not interested in older women. Move along. Because Maureen is suggesting that radio voice Linda might want to climb Mount St. Kenny. I don't think that's the case, though, Maureen. What the hell are you trying to do there? Start a fight with your sister? You know, older women are the best. Okay? Linda says, I never would have guessed that. I thought you were in your 30s. Yeah, I didn't think you were 47 either, Kenny. But my man has been through the ringer. He married the woman of his dreams once, and she promptly cheated on him. And then he married the woman of his dreams, number two, and she promptly cheated on him. It was horrible. And this guy, all he's wanted is just, you know, someone to snuggle with, someone to take care of, someone to love. And every time he turns around, there have been some real fucking scenarios that are just beyond my comprehension. And I agree with that. He everything will be going along just fine for the guy, and then for some reason, it always like they like flake out. I know this for sure. There was one particular person, I don't remember the details, but I think she was a listener of Free Beer and Hot Wings, and somehow Kenny and this chick crossed paths, and it was going great. And then she was following on Patreon even. And it was nice. It was nice to talk about it, that Kenny had somebody. And then all of a sudden, she, like, everything went kablooey. Is there some maneuver that you're doing in the bedroom that we don't know about? Like, are you asking if you can, like, shit on chicks or something? I mean, all I'm doing is spitballing here, trying to figure out what's going on. My God. Let's see. Stevie says she was from up here, right? No, I don't remember. Tessa or something? Kenny says, dude, you would not believe the past year alone. Jeremy says you got to ask before you tongue the ass. No, you don't. You just start chowing. That's what I do daily. All right. Busy weekend here for your old pal EZ. Later on today, I am going to put in a verbal signature with a... what do they call those things? You know, when you got a person who like witnesses your signature, and then they have like a seal, and they put the seal down on the document and emboss it. There's a term for that. It's for my will. Our will. We're signing our will, the paperwork, the legal paperwork for our will, and our living trust, all that. Notary, that's it. My God, why can't I remember? We're heading over to see my pal Zach Marco from Estatewise. Today is the day that all of my plans get put in place so that they can be followed in the event of an untimely passing. So I have to head off, have to pick up Pooh Bear at 2:30 at school, drive to Zach's office, sign on the dotted line. Thank you, buddy. Then that is, and you have, if you haven't done this yet, or at least reached out to Zach, because included in this is like the avoiding probate. So now everything I say is 100%. I say, and my wife says, our will. No one can fuck with it in any way. Control over our assets. We have all this in place. We've named our personnel that are involved in this fact. Children, whatnot, incapacitation planning in the event. Like, let's say Diana and I are walking out from Estatewise, and a pit bull mauls us both, and we live, but we're in a vegetative state for the rest of our lives because of loss of blood. Okay, we have legal people empowered to manage our finances and our health care. Okay? That's all part of it. This is all shit that you have to have. If you're some dickhead who doesn't plan, you know how a lot of the people that are on my podcast are people like insurance, mortgages, and in this case, estate planning. Yeah, this is like the most important thing that you should sign up for. Okay? Yeah, it's great to get your furnace checked out, but for God's sake, this is your life. Reach out to Zach Marco, 616-540-7544, and begin this process. Say, yeah, Easy sent me, and I want to do what Easy is doing. That's all you have to do is that's all you have to say to the guy, and he'll take care of the rest, I promise you. 616-540-7544, or go to the website estate-wise.com. After that, I bring Pooh Bear home, and then I'm off to Bosco's Pub to get yelled at by Kitchen Nightmare Inc. Doug from Bosco's, who literally has no idea the shit that he puts me through. So what he has with me is, like, Diana gets pissed off at me. She says, why the fuck are you taking that shit? She wants me to kick his ass. And, well, first of all, that's impossible. But she wants me to leave. She goes, Eric, you shouldn't take that shit. And I'm like, it's totally cool. It's, you know, I don't let it bother me when he yells at me. I just keep my head down. I work. And it's a very flexible job. I like the hours. And I like working there. I like all the people that work there. I like the customers that work there. And all you need to know is that if I ever do anything, he is at a spot right now where he's so comfortable in screaming at me that if I do the littlest thing, he's like Godzilla. And so this is my reaction when, whatever, I drop a bun or I don't know. A couple French fries come out of the bowl and I get screamed down. I just look at him. I go, what's up? What happened? Huh? What'd I do? And I just get him talking. And then it's extremely entertaining. And I just look at him and blink. Like I'm looking at you right now and blinking. Because he so does not have size of the problem down. You know? So, Showbro Michael says it bothers you enough to come complain about it the last 2 days. No, that's not complaining. I'm telling you a story. That's not what I'm doing. I don't complain. Jesus Christ. That's the last thing I do. No, I love it there. That is my favorite thing. Diana cannot believe that. She's like, "What? Why do you put up with that? Why do you do that?" I was like, it's no big deal. It's not a big deal. Rebecca says, is he married? If he is, I feel sorry for his wife. Now, I don't think that he talks that way to Mrs. Doug. She'll kick his ass. I think that's why I'm the abused wife. That's what this is. That's why I have I am facilitating the abuse. I am letting him forcibly bone me in the kitchen. I would love you to show up there so I can make you food and you can maybe see and hear some of what happens. Chris says she probably lays down the law at home. Oh, big time. So if we're there and she is working, Mrs. Doug, and he starts to freak out, she'll go, Doug! And then it gets real quiet real fast. And it's like, oh, no, you're fucking dead. We're getting a lot of spam bots. Biggie Saint writes, probate sucks ass. My dad passed 4 years ago, and they dragged their feet on everything. Will in place, but no trust. Thank you for saying that. That's what I'm trying to tell you, folks. A will doesn't matter. You must have a trust. A will just says, I want this to go to this person. Now, there's so much more to it than that. Reach out to Zach Marco. God damn it. All right. Thank you for being here. If you're watching on Facebook or YouTube, I'm going to kick you all out. You got to go to Twitch. Twitch.tv/Eric Zane Live to get the rest of the show. Or download the Twitch app and then just search Eric Zane Live. On Patreon, you can join me as well. Patreon.com/Eric Zane, where yesterday we just dropped a brand new episode of Who Are These Free Beers, where Ben and I talk for an hour, and I just posted the audio for that, so that is up and running and ready for you to listen to or watch right now, in addition to the Ben and Eric Patreon podcast, where Kenny talked about his dating struggles, poor guy. That's all there for you for free. Patreon.com/Eric Zane. patreon.com/Eric Zane. Linda says, my will and trust are pretty simple. Everything goes to Maureen. That's not true at all. Come on now. All right. So for you folks on Facebook and on YouTube, thank you so much. But I'm going to send you on your way. Cut you off right now. Facebook and Twitch brought to you by Irvine's Auto Repair, Grand Rapids Hybrid and EV. Irvine, 616-532-6600. That's 616-532-6600. Reach out to them. They're right in the middle of Grand Rapids, Michigan, servicing all makes and models, all cars, all EVs, all hybrids. The absolute best. 616-532-6600 for Irvine's Auto Repair, Grand Rapids Hybrid and EV. ervines.com. That is ervines.com. There has been a mending of the of a fence for your old pal EZ. And I'm very happy with it. Years ago, when I sniffed out the pile of shit that Paul Creer, Stafford Township Councilman's wife, Kate, is, and started to drag her as much as she drags me, one person who was pretty close to me said, I can't take it anymore. I hate you. I didn't know that, but I didn't know what was going on. I didn't have any idea. But whatever. You know, there was a lot of weird moments in time during that whole former Zaniac period. And Kate was in with them. Well, I had a person who I didn't expect to turn on me. And I didn't even know it. And then one day during the Great Food Giveaway, a few years ago, I was at Irvine's Auto Repair, Grand Rapids Hybrid and EV, and Jason Teary from Threads Podcast pulled up to drop his car off. And I see him, I go, hey, what's going on, man? How are you? And man, I got the cold shoulder, walled off. I was like, uh-oh, something's wrong. What is going on here? And then I think he reached out to me and said, yeah, I'm done with you. You did something horrible to someone very important to me. And I was like, what? I guess and I figured it out. I can't remember all the details how I figured it out. Maybe he said it. Maybe he didn't. I don't know. But he was referring to when I was talking shit about fucking fat ass Kate, who's an absolute pile of shit. We all know that. Well, so that was that. Jason writes this yesterday. Hello. Subject line, back to the good side. wondering if you would let me back into the fold. I'm not a crazy zaniac. Chris D and I are good friends. I told him to tell you to let me back in. I'm blocked everywhere with laughy emojis. And Chris D had mentioned that he's pals with Jason. I was like, oh, okay. Tell him to go fuck himself. What's crazy about this is the day before I got this email, I just happened to be on Venmo and I happened to see his name. And I took a look at, like, you know how you like stalk people, what their transactions are. For some reason, I did that with him, and then that was it. I put it away. I didn't say anything. I didn't do anything. And the next day, I get an email. It's fucking weird. So I wrote back. I said, hold up. Let me get this straight. We went way back. You were in my house. I was in yours. Your wife is as sweet as peaches, and I enjoyed all of our interactions as the years went on. He and I go way back to the Free Beer and Hot Wings years. You were nothing but supportive. As most people know, I love people with all my might, and I will fight with all of my might when backed into a corner. That fat fucking whore, Kate Creer, got into your ear and somehow convinced you that she was a sweetie and I was the devil. On the contrary, she's the devil. She's still the devil. She talks as much shit about me as I do about her. Frankly, I'm still pretty fucking pissed about the whole thing. I've gotten pretty selective about people in the years since the exodus of the Zaniacs, and you specifically. Honestly, what do you have to say for yourself? Perhaps I'm missing something. By the way, Kate is an anti-Semite. She's anti-LGBTQ+. She's in love with Trump and a goddamn psycho. She has a fucking podcast where she spews her nonsense. What do you think about that? That's who you were siding with. So at this point, you know, I'm like, all right, I think we got to have a conversation before we, I mean, I'm not just going to go, oh yeah, come on back. Fuck that shit. He responded. So I apologize the way I treated you at Irvine's that day. I was caught between a rock and a hard place with Kate. I initially did not know anything about her and slowly figured it out. That is where I was conflicted. She supported my Threads podcast a ton and even was a Patreon supporter. I know the others like Nick, Jason, Andrea, Dean, and Pellerito are fucked up. But I did not get that vibe from Kate. So when you went hard in the paint against her and started grouping her in with the others, I was like, what the fuck? Her true colors started showing after Threads podcast ended. And she kind of just never talked to me again. So hopefully you'll take me back. I wanted to connect before I subbed on Patreon. Make sure it was cool. I am blocked on everything except email, apparently, LOL. All right. Now I did respond, but I'm curious to the audience. How do you feel about all of that? Where would you lie? What would your opinion be at this point? How would you respond to that? I did respond, and I'm curious. I'll tell you what I responded with. let's see. Maze and Blues says the airing of the grievances episode was an all-timer. Maureen says, if you go low, I go lower. Signed, EZ. Stevie says, I'm so glad all those folks are gone. Patrick says, I hope he bends the knee. Well, I think he kind of did. Hey, it's Eric Zane here to tell you about my new favorite marketing partner, Mint Mobile. For the longest time, we've been paying way too much for our cell phone service, our plans, whatever it is, mobile device, whatever you want to call it. Every so often, they like put the screws to you just a little bit at a time. You don't even notice. Next thing you know, you check out the bill. You're like, wait a minute. This is not what I decided to pay for. What has happened? Okay, forget all of that. You can skip it all right now. Everything is about to change for you. Mint Mobile is the key. With Mint Mobile, you'll never, never have to worry about gotchas ever again. That's what I'm talking about, where they slowly raise your prices that you pay. When Mint Mobile says $15 a month when you purchase a three-month plan, they mean it. Say goodbye to your overpriced wireless plans, jaw-dropping monthly bills, and unexpected overages. Mint Mobile is premium wireless plans starting at just $15 a month. All the plans come with high-speed data and unlimited talk and text delivered on the nation's largest 5G network. You're like, EZ, tell me more. This is all you do. I did this. All my family has done this. And you should too. To get the new customer offer and your new three-month premium wireless plan for just $15 a month, go to mintmobile.com/Zane. That's good anywhere. mintmobile.com/Zane. Cut your wireless bill from whatever ridiculous amount that you're paying each month to $15 a month. mintmobile.com/Zane. Pay attention to this legalese. $45 upfront payment. That is equivalent to the $15 a month for 3 months. New customers on first three-month plan only. Speeds slower, 40 gigs on unlimited plan. Don't even worry about that. I use that and it's no big deal. Additional taxes, fees, and restrictions apply. See Mint Mobile for details.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
You need parts? O'Reilly Auto Parts has parts. Need them fast? We've got fast. No matter what you need, we have thousands of professional parts people doing their part to make sure you have it. Product availability. Just one part that makes O'Reilly stand apart. The professional parts people.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Jeremy says at least he has the stones to come back to you and try to make amends. Stevie says, I'd say, okay, come back, but I've got my eye on you. This is what I wrote. Just a few sentences. Okay, I can accept that. I'm sorry I dragged you after the fact. Carry on, LOL. So that is that. I unblocked him from various social media. There's probably a few more that I have to unblock him on, but I definitely unblocked him from Facebook and X, and then I friend requested him. Awesome. Yeah. Honestly, he was the only person that I was bothered over because, to me, he had sensibility. He had common sense. Those other ones are all hard living line folks on the other side of the hard living line. You know, I mean, fucking trailer dwellers, shit like that. Jason was like a hard worker, and he seemed to have, I don't know, a pretty good handle on the world that was kind of lining up with the way I thought, which why I couldn't figure out that he wanted anything to do with fucking hippo hips and what the fuck she was spewing. So welcome back, big fella. You are here. You are here, and that's great. So now... Bleeding Heart Brian, that's a win. He's back. Jason is back. That's a win. And let me tell you something. I don't think it'll ever happen. But if all of those anti-LGBTQ plus scumbags, those Trump-loving fucks, which, again, I have a lot of fans that do love Trump, but you're not fucked up like they are. There are people that love Trump that are not fucked up. Okay? That happens. Like Kuipers. He loves Trump, and I'm glad he loves Trump. I want him to love Trump, but he's not a fucking idiot. All right? Those people are. If they come to me and beg forgiveness, it'll be a longer probationary period. But I'll tell you what, I'll consider it. But you have to beg forgiveness for all of your sins. You have to stop stalking me and harassing me, and I'll consider it. You know? There are three people that run the Zaniacs United page. All right? They are Andrea and Nick and Pellerito. They have to all give me control of the page, all of them, and release themselves from it. Make it my page. That is something you would have to do that I would consider. Outside of that, I'm sorry. I don't know about Andrea. I think she's having some extensive work done on her teeth lately, and it hasn't been in the fold from what I'm hearing from some of the members over there that are my moles. So interesting. Speaking of harassment, our pal Justin Nettlebeck, you heard that on the show yesterday. On a lark, I called up Justin at his place of employment. And I think that was his father picked up the phone. And all I said is, hey, is Justin around? Excuse me. And he said, no, he's out on the field. I go, oh, okay, I need to get a hold of him. He goes, okay, I'll give you his phone number. He gave me his phone number. I muted it so I wouldn't dox him. Excuse me, damn it. And I called him up. I said, hey, Justin, it's Eric Zane. And I said, yeah, I want to know why you reached out to my radio boss and sent him an email. That was ridiculous. Because Justin thinks that, I don't know, it's just weird to think that my radio job has any jurisdiction over my podcast job. In all of these jobs, I'm a contractor. First of all, with the podcast world, Eric Zane Show Productions, LLC, that's like my only job. My only job, the rest are, I'm providing a service. I'm using my voice. I give them my voice. They compensate me for my voice and my time. That is all. So, now if it comes to what I do on Q100, anything I say or do on Q100, I am under that jurisdiction. So if I go on the air and say something horrible on Q100, that's not good. If I go on the air on Big 101.3 and say something horrible, Q100 doesn't give a shit. So let's just say on Big 101.3, I go on the air today and spew a bunch of racist bullshit. Or let's say I call up Justin on Big 101.3 and say, hey, what's going on, Justin? And he doesn't like that, which is what I did yesterday. I didn't say anything to him other than, hello, hey, why did you send an email to my boss? That would be like Justin then, because I put him on Big 101.3, calling Q100 to complain about it. The only person he can complain to on the Eric Zane Show podcast is Eric Zane. Me. Because I'm the CEO, goddammit. Q100 has nothing to do with what happens here. You know? Nothing. So yesterday, this is, 6 months after the fact, when, if I remember correctly, on Facebook, Justin posted 6 months ago. This is just as I was getting started on Q100. He did a Facebook post. He wrote, hey, folks, I'm just waiting out the legal process, and then I'll start podcasting again. Okay, I'm going to get back on the air after the legal process. Or I'm going to get back to podcasting or broadcasting or something like that after the legal process. And all I wrote was, why is the legal process keeping you from broadcasting? Now, my argument is, The only thing keeping Justin from broadcasting is the fact that he sucks. Plain and simple. He's not good at it. And he did not like that. And he got pissed off. And but his response was, hey, I'm all about positivity. I'm praying for you. I love you. And I know you're going to have a good day today. So I love you and I'm praying for you. So I'll just wrap this up by telling you I love you and I'm praying for you. And be positive and be loving and support one another. And God bless America and kumbaya. And then he screenshotted that and he sent an email to my boss. I don't know this. I get a phone call later that day. It's my boss, my Q100 boss. She goes, hey, who's this Justin Nettlebeck? I go, how do you know about Justin Nettlebeck? She goes, well, he sent me an email. I go, what does he want? She goes, he wants me to fire you. I go, what? He wants you to fire me? Yeah, he says you're a bad dude. I go, I don't even know him. I mean, I talk about him on my show because he's terrible, but I mean, it's all professional. I don't know him personally. I mean, he stinks. I'm critiquing him. We critique the No Please podcast all the fucking time. It's great. It's so much fun. You should listen to it. She goes, yeah, well, he wants me to fire you. I go, oh, okay, cool. Are you gone? She goes, no. I go, okay, cool. Talk to you tomorrow. Bye. That was it. Fast forward to yesterday. For some reason, I was reminded about him. I go, oh, you know what? Let's call him up. I had nothing going on yesterday. You saw it. You heard it. Some dumbass gives me the phone, or it might have been a stupid dad who just gives his fucking phone number out sight unseen, or some moron from the fucking roofing company. And I got it right here. So I call him up. He picks he picks up the phone with his wet pussy mouth. Yeah, hello. I'm like, Justin.
This is Justin.
Hey, it's Eric Zane.
Oh, Eric Zane from the radio world?
No, from the roofing world. Yes, the radio world.
Oh, we want.
Yeah, I want to know why you emailed my boss. Why would you do that?
Because you're a piece of shit. I have no reason to talk to you.
Hangs up. I'm like, what the fuck? Oh, my God. It was a short conversation. By the way, Cole, our very own Cole here, is usually in the chat. He went over to the Freeburn Hot Wings subreddit. And he wrote down, EZ had Justin on. And everybody got pissed off and started yelling at him and deleted the post. And he was like, God damn. And I think they blocked him from it too. Well, I don't know what the fuck is going on. Patrick said he busted out his uncomfortable Joker laugh. I've got more on this story. Jeremy writes, he emailed Q100? I thought that was back in the WBBL days. No, it was in March that he emailed my boss. I hadn't even had my first day on the air when he emailed. Well, why am I talking about this again? Because I'm basically just recalling everything that happened yesterday. Well, he emailed again. After I called him, he reached out to the boss at Q100. I'm getting you the email as we speak. This is what he wrote. Cheryl, I reached out to you in the past about one of your employees, Eric Zane, harassing me and his history of harassment. I sent you pictures as proof. I'm highly disappointed that you never responded to me, but yet told Eric that the email came in. By the way, I'm getting ahead of myself. Eric just ambushed me. I moved to Washington a few months ago to start my life over and help my dad with his businesses. Eric just called my dad's business in Washington State, asked for my number, and called me. I believe I was being recorded, even though he did not tell me I was. No, you weren't being recorded. You were just live. I've been harassed by Eric for years, ever since I took over his job at FBHW. Hold on. You did not take over my job because you were not making $500,000 a year. You were a low-level producer. I was known as the shit. This type of behavior is completely unacceptable, and you allowing it to happen, worse sin will not be tolerated. That's written kind of weird. You are responsible for your brand's reputation and everyone who represents it. I have sent the proper documentation to those over your head. Which, by the way, she said to me, she goes, over my head? Who's over my head? The banks? Yeah, she owns everything. She's the big swinging dick of the radio station. And she doesn't care about you. I'm asking for their assistance to make this harassment stop, which is a lie. He has no one above her. She's it. She's fucking Vladimir Putin. It's unfortunate you continue to employ Eric and allow him the platform to hurt people. She doesn't have anything to do with the Eric Zane Show podcast, you fucking twat. I encourage you to respond to complaints of harassment and settle the issues immediately. I left the business due to the horrendous work environment radio provides, and you are part of the problem. He's referencing his lawsuit against Cumulus. I wish this email and process never had to happen. I'm just trying to live my life and find happiness. I've never done anything to Eric nor spoke to him. That is true. Except this email and the one before it. I hope this email finds you well and connections are made in the way you handle harassment complaints. Signed, Justin Nettlebeck. I wrote to the boss. Yeah, I called him on my podcast to say hi. He called me a nasty name and told me to go F myself. I'm not sure how he thinks you're involved, LOL. So we're totally clowning this fuck at this point. Holy shit. I have said forever, when this all started, in fact, when Justin started his podcast, the first thing I did was reached out to him directly before we started busting his balls. I said, look, dude, you got to come on my show. You should be on my show. We should be talking about your podcast. I will help you. He declined. I said, all right, well, fuck it. I guess we'll throw you into the queue, just like all the rest of them, and review your show, which is what we do. We reviewed the show professionally. It's a goddamn disaster. And we had a great time doing it. It was nothing personal. Nothing personal. I don't know Justin. Okay? Then things got a little bit off the rails with the lawsuit. Okay? I know everything that's going on in the lawsuit because I know the people he's suing. I know the entire other side of that. So I'm like, okay, this is what we're dealing with here. So when I see him post on Facebook, oh, no, I'm going to get back to broadcasting as soon as the legal air cleans up. I'm going to get back. I'm like, well, no, what's keeping you from broadcasting? It has nothing to do with your legal fight, which is frivolous. It's because you're shitty. Bob says, send kid Chris after him. Jeremy says, what a twerp. Linda says he's illiterate. Stevie says he needs to go touch some grass. Kenny says, as the queen of the forest would say, what a cockhead. Rebecca calls him a loser. Patrick says, I think he's a bit of a sociopath. He's definitely the type to gaslight you, you know, give you a false reality, spin a narrative at you, and try to make you think one thing, and then really what's going on is something entirely different. That's absolutely what he does. All right. As Jeremy, Kenny calls him a pussy, and then Jeremy says, no, he's not a pussy. Pussies have an actual purpose in the world. And Kenny says, I don't remember what those actually are. Getting back to Kenny's love life. God damn it. I don't understand what's wrong with chicks, Kenny. To me, you're a catch. If I change my gender, I would want you to take care of me. You seem like a taker-carer. What you struggle to do in earning, you make up for in love and snuggles. I think you'd be a good snuggler. If I were a chick, I would love to suckle you. So that is what is happening with Justin. And so Cheryl says, yeah, let's have a conversation about this. And I go, no, there's no need for a conversation. There isn't. There is no need for a conversation. This is what I'm doing here. You're not involved in any of this. Okay? This is two very, very different things. The idea is being floated about yet another nickname for Kenny. Forget Kenny the Punisher. Kenny the Snuggler. Kenny would be a good snuggler. That's a great idea. KTP quickly becomes KTS. I'm telling you, man, that 59-year-old, she might be worth millions of dollars, Kenny. You just don't know. Would you quit being a fucking cock? The next time some 59-year-old says, hey, let's go out for coffee. Do it, idiot. You know how many times on this podcast I've had people that are part that have businesses that are like, hey, I want to sponsor. I'm like, boy, I don't know. And I'm like, all right, I'll take the meeting. All right, yeah. It worked out. It was wonderful. Kenny says, hey, I didn't say that was my only option. Oh, probably not. I know that. But you got to fish in many different ponds, goddammit. Nick writes the Hiroshima heart, and I don't know what that means. I talked to Nick yesterday on the phone. Nick, of course, the electrician who works in the arena. Doug's son, is out at Bosco's Pub. So I'm just going to throw this out there right now. If anyone in the audience pool can get back to me with information on this. Because he is like, Dougie is one of my beloved people in the world. I guess Hiroshima heart means it's a reference to love bombing. Kenny was accused of love bombing, which I supposedly that's a bad thing. We're all just learning that term. I guess being nice to people is love bombing. Women these days, if you are nice to them, they get freaked out And I think maybe Kenny might do that. Like Kenny, for example, he may take somebody out to dinner. Let's say he finds out that this whatever chick likes something and he gets her a nice present in her interests. And then holds her hand nicely and says, I really like spending time with you. And then they kiss. And then the next day, Kenny's blocked. He doesn't understand. So weird. I'm with Kenny. Anyway, about Dougie. Dougie is brilliant. He has he is a journeyman tool and die maker. However, he does not like that industry. He doesn't want to work in that industry. He got out of that industry because he didn't like it. Started working at the restaurant. Got out of the restaurant biz. Now he wants to do something different. So he calls me. He goes, I need somebody who can help me get in as an electrician. I want to be an electrician now. I go, okay. He goes, now, I don't consider myself like some Joe Blow off the street. I mean, I wired my house. And I have the mindset of problem solving similar that's kept in Tool and Die. So there's got to be some applications on my skill set that can be transferred from Tool and Die to the world of electrician. So I want to get in ground floor and work my way up. I go, all right, I'm going to reach out to Nick. Nick, who do you know? He tips me off on a couple places, gives me some ideas that I can pass along to Dougie. I do. Dougie's hard at work looking for work. So if what I'm saying hits you, it's like, oh boy, I think I know somebody who can help Dougie. Or if you yourself can help Dougie, you got to tell me because I can put you in contact with him. He's brilliant. Very hard worker and a wonderful soul. Jeremy writes, speaking of the restaurant, I'm going to Grand Rapids tomorrow. I'm thinking of stopping at Bosco's. Are you going to be there? No, I will not. And it doesn't open till 4. What am I doing tomorrow? I have a grandkids soccer game. Should be good. And then I'm going to see Wayland. Wayland the band is going to be in Wayland. It's called the Balloon Festival, the Hot Air Balloon Festival in Wayland. And I just talked to the band. I said, I'm going. And then I was embarrassed. I said, hey, can you get me on the guest list? And they go, it's a charity event for suicide prevention. I went, oh, fuck, shit, I'm sorry. Let's see if we can't get Philip from Wayland to join us impromptu. Hey. Hey, you there? Hey, hello? What the fuck happened? I'm calling back.
Hey, reach Bill. Sorry, I can't get to my phone. Anyway.
Jeremy says he's going to a concert at the intersection. I have VIP tickets, but I have to be there by 4:30. No, you're out of luck. What is the concert that you're going to? All right. We've covered a lot of ground already. Silverson Pickups is the name of the band. Never heard of them. How does one get turned down to a band like Silverson Pickups? I love how bands cannot be played on the radio these days, and then they still generate audience. Kevin Kuypers is going off to see Theory of a Dead Man. So some butt rock. Where is that show? I need to know where the Theory of a Dead Man show is. And I need to know how Silverson Pickups was discovered. Bands are not played on the radio anymore. Those days are long, long gone. The only way to make music and get popular is through social media and online presence, TikTok videos. Get that shit out there. Kuipers is going to the Allegan County Fair. That is hands down the worst place to see a concert. Jeremy contributes to the conversation. He says, I love Silverson Pickups. Please tell me how you discovered them, please. This is like the fifth time I've asked you this question. How did you discover Silverson Pickups? I'm always interested in this. I've never heard of them. I will check them out. Please tell me how you discovered them. I don't know how many more ways I have to ask this. What do you want me to do? Put it in skywriting. Oh, he says they had a song on Guitar Hero. Sorry. sorry. Stevie's husband, Rob, likes them too. He found them on Sirius. That's cool. A Guitar Hero song leads to you liking the band. Excuse me. I'm having a terrible time. God damn it. All right. That is Act One of the podcast. Act Two is available right after this one. Go check it out. What are you doing? Don't miss a second of it. Thank you so much.